Hello, my name is Tom Muller. I'm the author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. And I'd love to teach you a little bit more about olive oil. It's an ongoing passion for me. You can go to extravirginity.com and see how the movement for truth in olive oil is unfolding. Thank you very much.
You're listening to iWine Radio. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Hi there. This is Andreas Larson.
Hi, this is John Capon.
My name is Madhur Jaffrey.
Hi, my name is Heike Platter. I'm from the Alto Adige region, or Südtirol.
Hi, my name is Paul Dolan. I am absolutely passionate about growing organic and biodynamic fruit for our wines.
Hello, my name is Lorena Garcia.
Hello, my name is Fritz Maytag.
This is Joyce Bach. I'm the author of Foodie Fight.
Hi, this is Lydia Mandavi, founder of 29 Cosmetics.
Cheers, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of FinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect.
Odds are that most, if not all, of the oils marked extra virgin in your local supermarket are imposters. As a consequence, consumers are robbed of the health benefits associated with high-quality, antioxidant-rich, real extra virgin olive oil, which is the active ingredient in the Mediterranean diet and exhibits remarkable therapeutic properties against conditions such as cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's. Today on Wine and Dine, we're being joined by Tom Muller, who is the author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil. Tom Muller writes for The New Yorker and other publications, but he lives in a medieval stone farmhouse surrounded by olive groves in the Ligurian countryside outside of Genoa, Italy. Tom, thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine, and I have a lead-in question for you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Considering the time of year, because this book is not, we've got to set the record straight. This is not what people are going to be expecting. And the first thing I want to ask you is, talk to us about the religious significance of olive oil and why is it so central to Christianity, Judaism, and Islam?
Well, basically, olive oil was an absolutely central part of the ancient world. The ancient Greeks and Romans used olive oil in so many different ways in their life, not only as food, but as fuel, as body lotion, industrial lubricants for weaving. And it became, since it comes from a tree that grows in the desert and is almost miraculously long-lived, it became a kind of a religious symbol for the Greeks and Romans. I mean, Athena is the goddess and the protectress of the olive and of olive oil. And naturally, the three great religions of the book, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, that grew up in the Mediterranean basin, absorbed that olive oil, as it were, into their circulatory system, into their rites and into their mythologies. And so, you know, you naturally have, in the Quran, you read that the light of Allah is compared to the light of burning olive oil. And the Jews celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of the lights, and in that they're celebrating the miracle of olive oil that burned for 8 days to illuminate the temple in Jerusalem, when in fact there was only 1 day's worth of oil. And Christianity, the New Testament and Old Testament alike, is literally dripping in olive oil. It's in fact, Christ is from the Greek Christos, meaning the anointed one, anointed with olive oil.
Oh my gosh.
That's a bit more of an answer than you expected.
No.
That was my feeling. Yeah, about olive oil in general.
I'm breathless. I'm speechless. It's just it's a lot to wrap your brain around.
It is. And even to this day, olive oil in the Greek Orthodox Church is unbelievable how important it is as a physical symbol. I was in Crete, on the island of Crete, at an Orthodox funeral last year, and I stood at the graveside while the priest poured a cross of olive oil over the open grave and intoned, "You will sprinkle me with hyssop, and I will be cleansed. You will wash me, and I will become whiter than snow." And then a couple of days later, I went to an Orthodox baptism, which really has to be seen to be believed. The godparents rub olive oil all over the baby's entire body, and in the end, it's literally dripping with olive oil. So olive oil remains a religious active ingredient, if you will.
I love this photograph of it's a sport activity in it's a Turkish sport that men, mm-hmm. it's kind of like wrestling almost, and men are all covered even with their pants with olive oil. I mean, it looks like a very slippery activity.
It's an incredible, it's the Turkish national sport, Yagli Gures, and excuse me, the Turks out there in the audience, that my pronunciation is non-existent, but that's how it's spelled. And it continues the Greek-Roman tradition of oiling up before sports. Wrestlers in the Greeks, in ancient Greece and ancient Rome did the same. But these guys are training their whole lives, well, their whole wrestling lives, to be great wrestlers. They cover themselves head to foot in olive oil and then go to it. And needless to say, it's tough to come to grips with someone who's as slippery as they are.
Yeah. The name of the book is Extra Virginity. Are they adamant in all of these different areas of the use of olive oil, only using extra virgin olive oil, real extra virgin olive oil, or not or only when cooking?
Really only when cooking.
Okay.
I don't think anyone in wrestling would be worried about the quality grade of oil. But, some of the oil that they'd use would also be used, as in Greece, to burn at lamps beside graves and in churches. Olive oil is still quite widely used. Olive oil and olive pomace oil are widely used as fuels to this day around the Mediterranean. But really, the extra virgin grade is reserved for the table, as long as you can get it, as long as you can trust what's on the label.
I remember about 25 years ago, and I was in the beginning my first wine wholesale job, and there was almost it was almost a standing joke. And I was selling Georges de Boeuf Beaujolais, and so Nouveau time, the standing joke was that there is a lot more Nouveau sold than what is produced.
Yes,
and it's kind of, yeah. And so how do people guarantee, or where do they seek out? I mean, I've been amazed at the price of what is quote unquote labeled as extra virgin. The price has significantly come down in stores in the last 15, 20 years. And does this speak to your books talking about all this fraud that's going on?
It does. It's impossible to produce real extra virgin olive oil for the prices that are being charged in many places. I mean, right now in Europe, on the bulk market, you can buy extra, quote-unquote, extra virgin olive oil for €1.85 per liter, so a little over $2 a liter. That's completely impossible to cover your costs when you think that making real extra virgin olive oil is making fresh-squeezed fruit juice.
Yeah.
I mean, the olive is a fruit.
Yeah.
You have to get fresh fruit. You have to crush it quickly, extract the oil, store it properly. It's very expensive to make. And these cheap substitutes, which are quite often made from olives, but very poor quality olives that have been doctored in various ways to remove their bad smells and then sold as extra virgin, that's a serious, seriously undercutting the honest producers who are having to charge more just to make ends meet. And it's cheating the consumer who's expecting keystone of the Mediterranean diet.
Yes.
And getting a low-grade industrial fat.
So how do people go about finding the real deal?
Right. Very good question. Very good question. I'm hoping that with time it's going to become easier because good things are happening out there. But basically, the easiest answer is go to a producer, go to a mill, if you happen to live near one, and watch the oil being made. The next best thing is to go to a store, and this is where the good news is, that more and more stores are opening that offer taste before you buy.
Oh,
and
really?
Taste a range of oils. Yes, yes. There are different nationwide chains that are opening up, Oil and Vinegar and We Olive, and then there's a network of rapidly growing network of stores supplied by an outfit in Oakland called Veronica Foods that are selling superb oil, imported and domestic, at very reasonable prices, not crazy prices. So the key is to go to a place where you can actually taste the stuff and hopefully speak with someone who knows a good bit about oil, because it's a bit of an education, as I found writing Extra Virginity in my book. There's a lot to learn. If you can't find one where you actually can taste before you buy, and hopefully you can, but if you can't, go to a store with a lot of turnover, because you have to remember that olive oil is exactly the opposite of wine.
Yes.
Most wines get better with age.
Yeah.
Olive oil, a fresh squeezed fruit juice, gets worse with age.
Yeah.
Just and choose a bottle that's dark glass, so it's protected from light and heat.
Yeah.
It must obviously say extra virgin on the label. You hope that that's true. And if you possibly can, get a bottle that's marked with a harvest date, not a packing date, because the harvest date tells you how long has it been since the olives were pulled off the trees and crushed into oil. And the packing date just means when do we bottle this, but how long have they stored that in a tank out back is the other question. So those are some parameters.
Talk to us about this yin-yang between the sweetness of the fruity aroma and the bitterness in the taste of a good quality extra virgin olive oil.
Very, very good question. You have to remember that we say olive oil, but we should be saying olive oils. I mean, there are 700 different kinds of olives, some of which make radically different tasting oils, some very big-bodied, and it's every bit as complex as wine. And I'm hoping that in the near future, just as people talk about, Riesling and Tokaj and Pinot Noir, they're going to start talking about Koroneiki and Kazaliba and Tajaska and the various other types of olives. It's very important to understand that each one makes a different range of flavors, some quite bitter and some quite mild and gentle.
Tom, real quick, how the heck did you end up in Italy?
The short answer is I married an Italian.
There you go.
The long answer is I was studying Renaissance history and needed to go there to see what it was all about.
Oh my gosh, Tom Mueller, author of Extra Virginity, The Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil, thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
It's been a pleasure, Lynn. Thank you.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.
Hi, I'm Peggy O'Kelly. I'm the founder and president of St. Helena Olive Oil Company, and I'm happy to offer you this year many Napa Valley extra virgin olive oils, different estate oils varying from just 4 gallons to up to only 60 gallons, so very limited production, amazing real big green oils, and our newly launched organic lavender bath line that uses our olive oils and grapeseed oil in combination with our Napa Valley organic lavender. You can see all these products and read more about our harvest on sholiveoil.com. Thank you.